Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's certainly a positive time around here with the Orioles making things happen around here, getting a little time off. I thought I was going to take the month of October off and not do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It turns out I can't stay away from crab cakes, not on my birthday. October 13th, Friday the 13th. Cue the music. I don't know where it's going to be, but we're going to be lucky 13th with the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away the Raven Scratch-Offs at Drug City and the Fountain upstairs. I'm actually wearing my Fountain shirt underneath my Raskin Global shirt here. Come on over to Dundalk, our friends at Window Nation, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, putting on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, putting on my 55th birthday. That's the 14th of October. That's the day before Jim Palmer's birthday. We're going to be on the 13th at Drug City. Come on down and enjoy us. And by the way, on the 15th, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville as well, watching the Ravens for breakfast. They're going to be over in don't forget about the Ravens now. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, London, they're still playing football. We're not going to forget about that. I didn't forget about this. And listen, it's been stressful. I mean, Brooks Robinson dying, Jimmy Buffett dying, Ravens losing to the Colts, blown bullpen things. There's been a lot of stress in my life. And everybody knows that Planet Fitness has been helping us make Baltimore Positive and WNST happen for years and years and years. I think Planet Fitness has been on me maybe 15 years, right, as a sponsor. So from time to time, when they're letting kids come back to the clubs in the summer for free, we talk about things. When my back hurts, I put them on, we talk about things. And then they call me and they said, hey, we've opened this three-letter word that's important to me, spa. And I'm like, I'm old. I'm under a lot of stress. There's been a lot of tension here. These Oriole games, hell, I'm going to need one every day. That water thing they do out there. So my man Q is back on. He doesn't have a mask on. We're not virtual. I came and, like, hung out at the club with you quietly 2 weeks ago because I just wanted to, like, do a segment about what I saw, and you gave me a full grand tour. Let me tell you what, dude. Been a little while since I've been in a PF, and I mean, you guys were shut down and mask and virtual and like all that, but what an unbelievable tour you gave me up in Reisterstown a couple weeks ago. Quentin Daly is here, the other Quentin Daly. What is your title? You have a really fancy title. It's the fitness something.
I'm a fitness training support manager, but in simple terms, I'm a regional training manager.
Well, I mean, you were like a personal training guru when I was in there when it came to pieces of equipment. And I got halfway through and I'm like, now what do you do? You're like, oh dude, I train all the other people that show other people equipment, so I better be good at this. So I really appreciate everybody at the top there at Ohana for giving me the A team here in regard to you coming on and being a part of taking me around for 2 hours, showing me everything that's going on. But I walked in and everything about it looks like a normal Planet Fitness, right? Like there's great equipment and there's a gym and there's TVs and people know what that looks like. But this is like the special thing, the black card, some locations, Forest Hills getting it soon. But this is sort of the if not the 2.0, 3.0 of what Planet Fitness as a worldwide brand is doing. And you guys turned me on to it. It was kind of fun.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, we opened up that black card spa for relaxation and just to recover, because that is a part of the workout process that a lot of people, not to say they negate, but they kind of put it on the back burner. We put, 45 minutes into tightening those muscles up and to try to focus on relieving some tension, maybe some meditation, breathing exercises, like you had experienced on that relaxation pod, that wellness pod that we had. It's very important. So the Black Card Spa has definitely been a big selling point, but something that we want to push not only to just make money off of, but to really bring home that recovery is just as important as putting the work in.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, listen, I've always kidded you about being Bally's Holiday Spa 40 years ago and executive this, and you go in and like, and they'd say, yeah, man, we're going to train you and whatever. And then, like, it was a sales dude, and you went in, and, like, you're just there to meet girls or figure out whether you're going to sweat a little bit. So you go home and say, I was at the gym. It's before we could take selfies showing ourselves how ripped we are and whatnot. And I put a bigger shirt on today because I didn't want to show off my physique in quite that way here. But for you with this relaxation part of it, but more just recovery being the key word, especially I don't want to say I'm getting a little older. You know what I mean? I know you thought I was in my late 20s, early 30s, but I tried to convince you that I turned 55 in a few weeks. And more than anything, my back screwed up. One of the reasons I was with you and some of the equipment in there, I'm like, my back doesn't feel like it's ready
Man.
for that. I did a golf piece this week with my friends at Classic Five. I'm like, I love you guys, but I'm just not ready.
Yeah,
I'm
me
not,
too.
I in my mind, in my heart, I mean, it makes me, because my back has been messed up. I've been working really hard. You know, I'm very yogic in what I'm doing. And there's so many things about what you do for people like me. Because the first thing, physical therapy, like physical therapy, you're screwed up. Great. You get strengthened. Great. And then what do? You better get over to Planet Fitness. And it, as my friend Nils Lofgren said to me after he had his hips replaced and the E Street Band from doing this trampoline thing he was doing for years, he was a gymnast. He said, it's a life sentence. Physical therapy, you know, once you have this issue, it's for the rest of your life to be strengthened. And to your point, you come in, you work hard, you do whatever, even if you just walk in or whatever that thing is, then you go sit in your car and you get a meal and you stop somewhere on the way home. And by the time you get home, maybe it's not even like the benefit isn't even what you believe it to be. I saw what you're trying to do there, which is allow people to properly wind down from a hard workout in many cases.
That's the biggest thing as I said before, man, 45 minutes to an hour of tightening. And then let alone the habitual motions that we do day to day. Like right now, I mean, I'm at a grand opening right now, and we got some people out there working out. But I go from actively working with them to sitting down for a second for an extended period of time, and then I get back to it again. So muscles tighten up. We have our motions that we use so habitually that it creates imbalances, and that black card spa is definitely a way for us to alleviate some of the tension that we build up, some of those habitual motions, those motions that we do over and over and over again, just to make sure we don't stay too tense. And we can't fight time, of course. That's one thing. But the other side of it is, if we do have an area like the relaxation pod, the cryo lounge, the hydro massage bed, it makes it a little easier for us to move through our day-to-day function, for sure.
Listen, man, when I have you on, Quentin Daly's here from Planet Fitness. They've been our longtime partners. They're in the neighborhood. It's very inexpensive, and there's great expertise and world-class functional equipment. First thing I say to Q is we're walking around. I'm like, that works, that works, that works. I'm walking, no out of order signs. And I'm like, that ain't like the gyms I was at 20, 30 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, stuff wasn't working. I would say for anybody that knows about your gyms and the workout and the TVs and the treadmills and the stairs and the walk, any of that thing that a Planet Fitness would be, this is a little different. So if you're a Black Card member, let's say you're over in the Golden Ring area or the Towson, Dundalk, Catonsville, Glen Burnie, wherever you are. Only a few of these locations have it right now. Reisterstown is the one that I went to, right off Cherry Hill, up in Franklin Boulevard area. And Harriman House is what I'd say. There's a Jiffy Lube across street too. So I was in your place and it's remodeled. It's to the left side. Walk folks through what you walked me through scientifically, because you're like, hey, dude, I'm gonna put you in here. This will be a light thing, and then we're gonna do a water thing. Then we're gonna do a massage chair. Do you want to do the cryo? And I'm like, oh, cryo means cold. Necessarily do cold. My back already hurts. So you were very specific and intentional with what you did with me. I spent a good 2 hours, and I did not work out. I toured your gym, played with some of the equipment a little bit to see how it functions. But I was very clear with you. I wasn't looking to get a workout in. I was looking to just really think about this relaxation thing in a different way and experience these, dare I say, really expensive devices that some people would pay 50, 100 bucks, for an expert, at least 10,
For
20,
sure.
30 bucks for an experience that they can have at your Reisterstown location and do what I did. Try it and see if you like it. I didn't love the massage chair. I love the hydro bed, right? And I love the first thing you took me on that I don't even know how to explain it. It's a light sensitivity issue that I think every football player that, science, sports science, we see in ESPN, this would be like an entryway for that, right?
For sure, for sure. So that first area that we went to was the wellness pod. And that has everything from a heated seat. Of course, they have you in a lounge position. So it's not just in this upright backrest position. You can lay back, put those knees up a little bit, and take the pressure off your lower back. But the things that they've added to this experience, of course, is about 15 minutes. You could be, just to unplug for a second and be somewhere in the islands, if you will, have the music playing and then calm down for a second. Or you can have a 15-minute meditation guided by someone with a PhD who's done this for years, just talking you through things like mindfulness, understanding things like overthinking, because we do it every single day. So you can go through these videos. And also there's breathing exercises, because I know that the anxiety levels for workers like myself, my trainers, even the everyday worker coming from, your Jiffy Lubes, your Planet Fitnesses, they need that time to kind of decompress, right? So that wellness pod is definitely one of those things that can help with that. So music is played, and they even have added in a scent that can be, it's light, not it's very subtle, not too
Dude,
overwhelming.
I thought I was in like an IMAX movie theater. I mean, I gotta come clean with you, Q, okay? Because I'm coming clean with everything. I've cried on the air this week about Brooks and whatnot. This Talking Heads movie that just came out, it's 40 years old, stopped making sense. I want to go see it. So I'm out on the website and it's playing White Marsh, Arundel Mills, different places. And they said IMAX. I know what IMAX is. 2D, I don't know what 2D is, but it sounds interesting down at the Charles. And then I saw D-Box. I'm like, what the hell is D-Box? And my wife is like, oh, that was the thing I was going to do with my sister at Top Gun. It's like motion activated. And I'm like, that sounds like soaring at Disney World at Epcot to me. And when you say the scent, like the Epcot ride at Disney World, you go through the jungle and you smell the grass come up
Smell
at
it.
you smell the surf and the water. That, like, I'm a pretty spiritual guy. I think people that know me know enough about that. We have our senses about us. That's just something that they weren't thinking about at the Bally Holiday Spa in '83. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole different sense of what people are coming to Planet Fitness for or any fitness experience. And so much of when I was in there with you was to your point. Guy works at Jiffy Lube, a woman who looks like a school teacher, another woman who's in a postal outfit to just getting off of work, like in the locker rooms and the cleanliness that's so obvious. I mean, talk about Disney World. I say these are my Disney World fireworks for my 25th anniversary, but a level of cleanliness and the kind of experience that you might run into your mother there, you might run into your kid there. Like, literally, that was the vibe I got, and that the company's really taking all of this seriously. Not just to the point where you're trained up on this, but where I came in and had a 2-hour experience and thought, it was different than the spa at Scottsdale where there's a rub and a hot tub, like all of, and I understand that, but for on a daily basis in Reisterstown, for me to be able to go in away from whatever my gig is, and sometimes this sports media thing's a little more stressful than others. But you really, it was a lovely experience, and it was you call it the black card. It felt more like the platinum card to me.
Here we go.
It felt more like a real upscale experience and something where I'm like, these people are really thinking about what we're doing. And listen, I have Victor and Lynn on all the time and all these years of fitness. And before I had you on, I'm going to tell you, like, when you have your fitness trainer on the show and there's some level of responsibility, the first thing I'm thinking is, I'm a little crampy. I got to hydrate. So I made sure, and this is, listen, and this is my purple glass and my orange glass. They're both half full, just so you know, this time of year. You know what I mean? But hydration and these things that nobody ever taught me before I was around athletes. Nobody ever told me till I blew my knee out and my body got completely out of whack after a surgery and I needed physical therapy 18, 19 years ago. And nobody, you know what nobody ever told me, dude, what it was going to feel like to be 55 and get up every day. And and I'm not working at Jiffy Lube. I'm not down on my feet, but I come in there and have that spa experience. That's something everybody should experience and do it open-minded because the pod, like to me, and I don't want to be macabre because I've had a bad back and I've had a couple of MRIs. It was like this beautiful MRI experience with this comfy bed that I was in. And like if I could pick the colors and pick the scents and pick the meditation, that it was a
That's it.
comfortable, quiet space that people don't make time for themselves, especially if you have kids, responsibilities, job, answer to people, taking a little time for yourself. That's different than working out in the gym, right? But this is more quiet time, and it's something that I didn't associate with the Planet Fitness, Q.
Big time. I mean, and you spoke to it, man. I mean, we should have you in there selling those things. But as you said, that time to unwind, to come down from everyday life, and you know, aside from the MRI experience, so you have the doctor in your ear, nurses in your ear, people plugging you up to certain things, you can set yourself in the pod and take yourself to a whole other area. And of course, that dopamatic response of feel good comes immediately when you kind of take away from, you know, pushing papers, writing down things, remembering things. You take time for yourself. So the mental portion of it is what we're really going after, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't push religion or politics, a little bit of sports around here from time to time. But if you're a spiritual person, if you know, it's a quiet time that you could find yourself in that space as well, if you choose to. Yes. And the smells and it was just fun. And honestly, it made me want to come back again. And I'm like, well, this is cool. And I came out, I'm like, what are you going to show me next? And then you took me to the you offered me that cryo thing. So you can bring that in now if you want. And then we'll talk. But the bed thing, you know, I'm getting down here stretching. You know, I got a little L4 like tightness, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Steve takes care of me at Elliott Chiropractic, and I get sublux. Man, that bed, like, God, like I told Dr. Steve over at Elliott Chiropractic, I'm like, dude, like, get that bed for people after you adjust them. Let them sit in it for 10. It really was. That was the best part of the experience for me. That was the Disney World part for me.
I love it.
Bed. Is that what's called?
Yep. Hydro massage bed. So we have two forms of it. One's more of a plastic, you know, finish you massage where they're making those circles and knock kneading and things of that nature. But the one you experienced was the hydro massage bed. Both are compressive massage. And the biggest focus there is the recovery side of things. And the reason why I say that is hooping for years, you know, lifting for years, coaching for years. I'm on my feet using my hands, especially in those delicate areas like your wrist, your ankle, your knees, lower back, as you experience, is the abundance of inflammation, right? And we have that response where a cytokine, a protein that kind of exacerbates the inflammation.
I got that right now. I got it right in my lower back right this minute. Swear to, yeah, literally. I mean,
and you're standing, right?
And because I'm standing still, right? Mm-hmm. And to your point, this is a total plan. This is a plug for Planet Fitness. You got to move. You got to move, right? And like part of it at 55 for me with the back thing is just standing still. Sometimes I'm dancing. People think I'm on cocaine or Pepsi or, you know, some soft drink or that there's some 5 hours. No, man, I'm just like, I got to move a little bit. Mm-hmm. And part mm-hmm. of just standing, it's bad. And that very hydro true. Massage, it felt like, I would tell you, it felt like a hot tub jet without being in a hot tub, but the water was warm and it allowed you to focus on like my butt hurts or my lower back hurts or my shoulders or, you know, my feet, whatever it was.
For sure.
That dude, I want one of those. That's the one. If I had the key to come in and steal, so I would steal that. That's what I would take, the hydro massage.
That's the Mercedes-Benz right there. That's the Mercedes-Benz. And especially like you said, I mean, for those that might not feel like, hey, you know what, the back doesn't need as much attention. I need really attention in that, you know, C-spine, L-spine. They can put that area specifically just to scan and hit those areas consistently if you want to. The pressure can be adjusted, so it's not too difficult. So it's really for everybody, if you will. Come in there, get your massage on. And then the cryo, of course, just to cool down the body or even warm it up before an exercise or after an exercise. So for right now, you know, I'm going through it. I had my leg exercise yesterday, and it hurts to get in and out of the car. Hurts to, you know, get on and off of the toilet, if you will. Me hopping on that cryo massage will allow my muscles to tighten back up and get me back in the club. Or if I'm willing to work out again, you know, run some ball, go running on the track or something like that, I could actually get on that chair and heat my muscles up to get them nice and pliable, if you will, for my next motion.
You're making me stretch a little bit. You know, I know, listen, I believe in a science. I'm not here disputing that, you know, Victor tells me about, you know, the freeze guy from Norway and like
Wim Hof. Yeah.
Wim Hof. Yeah. Wim Hof. And like I could even get Wim on the show. I've had Tony Robbins. I'm a Tony Robbins guy, and I know he's got the cold tub every morning. He kind of makes a thing about it, and I've seen football players do it on, you know, I can't get there. I can't get there, Q. Help me get there. Tell me it's not cold, man.
All right. So here's my thing. Here's my thing to everybody listening is if we just try a shower, let's say we've had our shower for about 5 minutes, and it's about that fourth minute. Turn that heat down just a little bit to the cold side, not too cold. And then you go to, you know, tolerance. Your central nervous system is going to be like, hey, I don't like that. Of course. But piece by piece, step by step, bit by bit, if you start to add in, you know, smaller decreases in temperature, you'll start to feel better in about hopping in. Because my first time doing the Wim Hof method, boy, I tell you, it was difficult to stay in that tub for, you know,
See, this is – listen, I'm telling you, man, these nice people with Special Olympics, right, and I've tried to be supportive, and they go and they do this plunge, and then the super plunge, and my buddy Danny up in Harford County is an equestrian with Special Olympics. Every year he calls and makes fun of me, and I put him on the show, and he calls me a sissy, and I just, you know, like my people from the equator. I mean, Q, you put me in that. What, give me the pod again. What's it called? The wellness pod. What's it?
The wellness pod. The wellness pod.
You put me in there, and you're like, do you want the mountains? You give me the friggin' beach. What's wrong with you? I mean, the minute the beach comes up, it's like Jimmy Buffett's on, and he's alive again, and Brooks is alive, and I'm 10 degrees warmer. And then I think about coal. I just think about skiing. I even like my friends at Drug City. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give a plug here. This is the fountain at Drug City. We're going to be there for my birthday on the 13th doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation and our friends at Jiffy Lube. They sell snowballs there. And I'm like, look, no offense. It's just it's my birthday and snowballs. No bueno. Like snowball summer. I can't think about a margarita mixed drink. Like I get cold. My wife would say, you know, my people from the equator, and my dad would say I have urine in my blood, but I get cold quickly, and I'm trying to like get my arm around how I'm going to be able to do it without my back. And like I saw, I saw them do Kyle Bradish the other night. He threw he pitched the great game. They cold showered him, and he's on the air. And I saw his lip quivering. And I puckered up a little bit myself, and I'm like, that dude's cold, and I don't like being cold. So, I mean, this is – I'm talking to you about this, and I'm even experiencing it through what I saw on television earlier in the week that I don't like being cold. But I do know it's incredibly beneficial for recovery, right, for inflammation, right?
Very true. Very true. And even just shocking the system, you know, kind of training the brain to overcome, you know, sensations in that sense. But the cryo lounge would be a great way to implement it, you know, because it is you know, a textile material, not just a cold liquid on you. So a little easier to get into. But like you said, man, sometimes it might be just that small introduction, right? It might be an extremity first. It might not be, you know,
tried
the
to
vital
do it to
area.
Me, and I just couldn't. I'm looking at it, and it's there. And I'm like, can we do the hydro massage again? Can I do that? You know, because it just didn't. And I know, and like, I know it would help. It would help me too. So, listen, you're the scientist. And when you said central nervous system, all I remember was jumping in the pool when the pool water's cold. Everybody's had that experience. Getting in the ocean like May, early June, senior week, you get down here, you'll shrink, you know, like you don't want, it's cold, man. Like you know, you dip your toe in, you know.
Yes, sir. That's true.
All right. Next time I'm going to come out, I'm going to try to get my mind around it. Tell everybody about all the plans you have at Planet Fitness and at this cool spa experience I had. This isn't the $299 a month plan. This is affordable for everybody.
It very much is. I mean, $24.99 a month, man. You can't beat that, especially as you said, to not have to go to your state-of-the-art spa to get an experience such as, you know, compressive massage, cold therapy, and then a mental getaway, if you will. As you said, you could be in the mountains, the beaches, if you chose to, just to kind of bring yourself down and still have that dopamatic response to kind of that feel-good feeling, take you away from the everyday stresses of life. But it's not a substitute for exercise, of course. Motion is still needed. So it could be before your exercise or after your exercise. And going back to a point you made about that cryo lounge, it also does heat therapy. So you could have be in the hot seat or the cold seat. You have options there. So, you know, that black card is definitely adding to our experience. Today I'm in a Frederick, Maryland, heading over to Reisterstown after, but we have an open house. You know, our trainer's got classes jumping, and I'm definitely going to be, you know, preaching to the choir, if you will, to get those members into the black card spa after their exercise, after putting in work, because like we talked about, we spent an extended period of time working out and tightening those muscles or standing and sitting. And then we don't spend a lot of time resting or recovering. So we need to put more emphasis into that field, for sure.
Hugh is here. He is Quentin Daly. He is the personal training expert of all things. So you're in Frederick today, right? You're almost like on your own little crab cake tour if you want to be. But I had the mayor of Frederick. I owe him a call to have him on the show because I met him in Mako in the summer. And I told him I fell in love with this little town. I mean, my wife and I did the crab cake tour 2 summers ago with the help of the people at Planet Fitness, as well as all of our sponsors that put us on the road. And it allowed me to go to places like Cumberland. You know, Lenny up in Cumberland's become a friend of mine, despite the fact that he likes the Packers and Steelers land. But I went all over the state, and I know you're out training people like Lenny and Cumberland and going to Salt. You're going all over the place doing this.
Yep.
Frederick's beautiful. So I just want to give a shout out. You get to see the whole state, right?
Man, I get to travel around and different demographics, and definitely meeting new people is a blessing, man. I can't say it enough. Just being able to be in a different spot and then, you know, take what I've learned from like people like Lenny, even though he's a Packers fan, people like Lenny, you know, my great managers out there in Golden Ring, Kenny, those guys definitely teach me a lot. Their member base teaches me a lot to take to other areas and especially just, you know, spread the wealth and knowledge of what we have to offer for Planet Fitness.
All right, so everything we've talked about is not available everywhere yet. Mm-hmm. Reisterstown, mm-hmm. Where else? I know Forest Hill's coming real soon, right? What else do we have where folks could experience this? If they're already a Black Card, hey, if you're a Black Card member, you go anywhere you want, right? I mean, that's all over the world.
Sure.
Go to Brisbane if you want.
For sure.
But if you're a Black Card member, you want to try what I've talked about, or, you know, mm-hmm. they come up to Reisterstown, join the club, be a part of it, check it out, get a tour. It's available. How many stores and where right now?
So if I could count them, for most of my region has a cryo lounge or anything that has been remodeled. So I have my club out in Perry Hall. They definitely have just gotten their remodel and they got their cryo lounge, their hydro massage beds and massage chairs.
I'll meet you there next time. That's it. I'll meet you in Perry Hall. I got friends over
Let's
there.
Let's do it. We got Reisterstown, of course, as you spoke about. Frederick definitely has our cryo lounge. And our wellness pod here as well. And then Forest Hill should be active and operational, to be honest. I think that we should be, you know, before the end of this week. I know I was there yesterday. The cryo lounge has not been set just yet, but we should have that done by the end of the week. So, I mean, you guys, if you see, you know, your Planet Fitness shut down for a couple of days, what they're doing is trying to add that experience for sure and bring you a new experience as far as that cryo lounge. And, you know, that mental health space, you know, because that is something that you got to work your mental health, as Lynn likes to say a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, so because you know what? This is the God's honest truth. Even if you're rich, you're famous, wherever you are, your health is, the minute it teeters, it becomes the absolute priority above all other things. You wake up and your back hurts. You're like, I can't do this. And the other part is, you're young, you're beautiful. One day you're going to be old like me, and it's going to be hard to be this beautiful. And, you know, taking care of this valuable piece of property, but it really, it's everything. It's diet, nutrition, rest, mental health, like things that we just didn't talk about at the Bally's Holiday Spa in 1983. It's like, it's a whole thing. And I mean, A day where I'm not hydrated, I'm on the ground cramping up. A day where I'm not getting the right kind of rest and recovery, I'm irascible and things don't go well and things don't get done the right way and you're edgy. The days that I'm not fit, that I'm not on the mat the way I need to be, strengthening myself in a place like Planet Fitness, making sure I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And you know the interesting thing, Al, before I let you go, and I've taken, and I appreciate your
All
time.
good. All
Quentin
good.
Daly's here, my dude from PFQ. The one thing being an old, I don't want to say I'm out of shape. I'm not in the
Not.
shape I was when I was 25.
I've seen you put in some work, so don't do that to
No,
yourself.
no,
I've seen
no.
you
I'm
put in
just saying,
work.
like, there are things that you would not want me doing right now with my back. Rowing, hitting a golf. I mean, listen, I had Rick Dempsey on this week, right? And Rick has the baseball warehouse down in Columbia. He's promoting a fantasy camp, right? And when I was in my 30s, they would ask me to do it every year. And I'm like, you know, playing baseball with a bunch of old farts for a week in Florida. I'd rather be on a beach when I was in my 30s and could do it. Right. And I was a decent athlete. I mean, I especially with baseball, I can hit the ball. I played baseball every day of my life. I could, my wife, I would always laugh at her. I'm like, if I got in the cage and my back weren't screwed up, I could hit the ball. I like all of that. But my back and where I am, it just doesn't feel like where I am. The surgeon, the back surgeon that told me he's going to cut on me at some point in my life, I'm trying to be careful, right? Careful when I come in, right? And making sure that I'm on the right path, not the wrong path. So I see the lunk alarm and judgment free and, you know, big people, small people, skinny people, old people, white people, black people, male,
Everybody.
female, everybody's in there, right? And I'm thinking,
Everybody.
what's for me? And you know, and a little piece of your place reminded me of physical therapy in that it's the graduate school for that, right? For let's say the woman that I did physical therapy with my knee, she had a hand problem and she was just trying to get back. That when she's in your gym, there's something she could do that would help her hand strength, let's just say, right? Or you're in a
Yes.
car accident and God forbid, whatever happened to you, right? Because I was in PT with kids that were pitching, young girls that blew their knees out playing soccer, you know, like athlete injuries, not old fart injuries, right? Old fart injuries and old fart fitness and maintenance and physical therapy plus when you said to me, hey man, we're just trying to do stuff we do every day. Pick the groceries up, get stuff out of the car, get stuff in the house, walk the steps. If I'm at that point where every step hurts like hell, like it did 2 years ago when my back hurt. The simple, regular people stuff, not gym rat stuff, not athlete stuff, just making sure I don't get hurt, staying strong, staying healthy, so maybe I can play pickleball one day, right?
Very true. Very true. And what you talk about, that word function, man, that it we take it for granted in a sense, you know, as you said, young and vibrant now, but you know, acts of God could happen, you know, things could break down, atrophy sets in, things of that nature. So we invested in what we call the size, well, not what we call, they call a branded SciFit equipment. So we have a form of a seated elliptical. There was a time in which I had a gentleman, young guy, man, it broke my heart to deal with him, but of course, you know, I'm willing to help anybody. Met him out in Oxon Hill. He got hit by a car. He was wheelchair bound, and he was like, "Hey man, I just want to do anything. I want to start moving again." And I was like, I was stuck for a second, but I was like, "You know what? We have the SciFit equipment where I could move this chair out of the way, wheel him in, place his legs up, and have him move in the range of motion, pushing and pulling again on his arms, bending and lifting on his
And
bending
now
and
he's in a
extending
gym with
at his
you instead
legs."
of in a rehab center in a hospital, right?
That's it. That's it. We got to move it. We got to move it. And that was it. It did my heart good, of course, to
Of
have.
course, it's, you know, just thinking about that. I mean, my mother at the end of her life, you know, she had to go to an old person's place to pull on a pulley and like all of that. And if she had a place like Planet Fitness, in, let's say her 60s or 70s, it would have been a different ride for her in her 80s and 90s.
Keep it
And I'm
moving,
hoping,
for
hey,
sure.
dude, who doesn't want to live to be 80s or 90s, right?
Yes, sir. That's the
Right.
truth. That's the truth. So that was definitely a big win for us, especially for those who might feel a little uncomfortable getting into a standing elliptical. Now you have a seated one, a lot easier to move and maneuver. But even on the other side, as you said, you got those people that Softball pitches, baseball pitches. Your center fielder has to sling that ball from, center field down
I can't throw a party right
the
now. You know that. That's why I'm not going any. The fantasy camp I'm going to is in my mind. I said, when you
I love
straight
it.
put me to virtual reality, I had fantasy camp. I played Little League. You know what I mean? I got a hit off Tippy Martinez once in a charity game. I bragged this week to Rick Dempsey.
I love
I
it.
said, my fantasy days are over at this point, So, all, you know what my fantasy is? My fantasy is that you could figure out a way to do that wellness pod, right? That's why I'm get the raid right. That you mix that with the high, give me the high, what's it called? The
Hydro
hydrotherapy.
massage bed.
Can you, if you put those together, maybe get me a drink. That's perfect. That's what I need you to
That's living life right there, sir.
do.
That's living life right there for sure.
Quinn
For sure.
Daly's here. He's here to help me. He helped me in Reisterstown. He's going to help me over Perry Hall, maybe up Forest Hill before it's all over with. In the Baltimore positive spirit, really, really appreciate the tour. More than anything, I learned stuff, and then I learned stuff I can tell other people stuff. And people, I spoke to a Rotary Club this week. They're like, "What are you doing at this point in your life?" I said, "I'm picking the games with Hollywood Casino. I'm 27, 19, and 4 against the spread. I'm talking
Hey.
Orioles, Brooks Robinson, life and legacy. I'm talking Ravens." Ravens games this week, but like we can still mix in people staying well, staying hydrated, and finding good stuff like that hydro massage thing, then the wellness pod that I found. Black cards available. Planet Fitness is around the corner from you. They're good folks around here. Ohana, and that means family straight up. It's
Yes,
always good
sir.
to have you on. Q, take care of yourself. Where can people find you or find a Planet Fitness and just come in and. There's
Yeah, for
somebody
sure.
you've
I mean,
trained at every one of them, right? So
for
there's
sure.
you're
I've
once
worked in
you're
all
Kevin Bacon.
36. I worked in all 36. Some of the greater Baltimore area are owned by another franchise, but I worked in all 36 clubs owned by our franchise, man. Everything from Elkton down to Silver Spring. I'm there. So you guys let me know if you need help. My email is quentin.daly@ohanagp.com. If you want any questions about any of these memberships, but of course you can always go to planetfitness.com, find anything in the greater Maryland area, and we'll be sure to get back to you or just get you a free tour
There's
of
only
the
one
facility so
Q.
you come
That's
in
it,
and
man.
experience
Just go to Planet Fitness, say, "I know Q." That's all you need to say, and everything will be good.
it.
That's what I said. I said, "I'm here to meet Q." Oh, okay, man. So I knew you were like Mr. Big. I knew you had four words in your title at the time. Planet Fitness are great people. They're local. They're going to update my. See, this reminds me to stay hydrated when you give me a water bottle. That's Victor and Lynn, like. Putting it in my head here, and everybody at the club as well. Big appreciation for the tour and Karen
No
Sagal for
problem,
making it
sir.
happen as well. We're going to do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour again on the 13th for my birthday. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We had a bunch of winners at Coco's last week. Had such a good time at Coco's. We had Max Weiss out from Baltimore Magazine, my friend Rasig talking about the Oriole bandwagon and what all of this means as we get ready for game one next week. Also had a visit from the great house music diva and my friend Alternate, who is going to take me out dancing one day for some Deep Sugar as well. So we had a long conversation out of Coco. So that was fun. 55th birthday is the 13th. We'll be at Drug City at the Fountain upstairs, probably drinking some premium whiskey that I can work off in the Planet Fitness. I am Nestor. We are
Morning, I got you.
WNST. I know you do. It's you would get me hydrated properly after all that fun we're gonna have, blowing it out for my birthday. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson Baltimore, and we never. Stop talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.